Welcome back, guys, to the Loggy Log Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that quick little horn right behind me? Of course. Of course. It's been fucking dead silent the past fucking 2 hours or so. I fucking hit the record button. 3 seconds later, beep. Motherfucker, man. I can't win anyway. It's great to be back. I'm here for you guys. I'm here every day, baby. I ain't going nowhere. You can't get me to go anywhere, Pat. Are you kidding me? I said if I lose this bet, I'm going to take off. Or fuck you. I'm not taking off because of you. Although I do have to say I lost quite a nice chunk of change. So if you listen, you know this already, but I'm just going to get right into it real quick. My weekly goal essentially is 15 units. I was up going into Sunday night's game, Pats versus Baltimore. I was up 9.64 something units over the 15. So I was at like whatever that is, fucking 30. No, not 30, but 24-ish. So I put the whole 14, just blah, put it on the Pats. I didn't go for the money line. I just went for the freaking spread. -2.5, -118, and -122, and -128. I'll take it. I don't know why I got the -128 line, but it is what it is. Yeah, motherfucking horns. Jeez. But anyway, yeah. I'll talk about that game in a second briefly. Yeah, I put that all in there. Essentially, I'm back up closing on the week, the weekend, Sunday. You get paid Monday, Tuesday-ish. And yeah, I wound up like exactly the 15 units. That's my goal. So that's cool. Normally, I'm more disciplined than that. Normally, I'll never put more than 3 units to 5 units maybe on one particular bet. Unless it's super special, I'll put 10 maybe. I've been known to put a 25-unit bet here or there. But those ones I usually win. So I was super confident in the Pats, but I could see how this could go downhill quickly. Essentially everything that went wrong did. As soon as the Pats made a little push there, I believe, I don't know, I'm not going over the whole thing specifically, but I believe they were down, they were definitely down like one score. It was like 3 or 4 or 7, something like that. Anyway, basically everything went wrong, you know. Edelman catches a really nice pass, nice little gain there. I believe it was for a first down. In Baltimore's area, and he fumbles the fucking ball on a 65-yard fumble recovery touchdown for Baltimore there. Boom. That was pretty much the end of the game, looking back, 2020 hindsight. But yeah, I'm walking through the city right now, and I swear to God, you guys, I want to fucking kill somebody. Just walking up my ass, like, it's ridiculous, like, so the sidewalk here is just crowded. Everybody's walking super hella slow on the sidewalk. So, you know, I like to walk on the street. Like, I'll walk next to it. There's people fucking walking the street walking slower than on the sidewalk. It's like, what are you doing? Why? It's just like, why? Oh, man. It's like people's IQs are like 4. It's like, I'm dealing with a bunch of fucking idiots here. Anyway. So, yeah, that game kind of sucked balls. But it's all good, baby. I could have had a big, decent week here up like 30-something units. But I took a shot. It is what it is. That's why you don't do that. That's a perfect example of why you don't do that and why you got to stay disciplined. With all that being said, let me talk a little bit about the past game. Like I said, that fumble wasn't great. But it is what it is. Stuff like that happens here and there. And yeah, so basically, you know, my one worry, like I told you guys on the podcast, this moral podcast, this was, you know, I told you guys I watched like a really long breakdown, a really great breakdown of their defense. And essentially, they had quite a few holes on their defensive end against good rushing teams as well as rushing quarterbacks. So the quarterback from Baltimore, I'm not even going to say his name, fuck that guy. He's really good. He's really good. I knew that. We all knew that going in. But my thinking was, Belichick's going to come in, he's going to stop that shit, and he's going to make the other players fucking beat him. The Pats and Belichick could not stop the kid. He's super fast. He's fast as hell. By the way, did you guys see that? It makes me laugh. Did you guys see that Kansas City touchdown? I think it was a defensive touchdown. No, it couldn't have been. Yeah, it was. No, wait. No, it was Hill. Tyreek Hill chased the guy down. He was like, oh, yeah, his own teammate. He, like, basically escorted him to the end zone. And, it was just funny. After the game, when he was getting interviewed, he was like, yeah, he's always talking shit that he's, you know, the fastest on the team. I had to show him, so. So it was just hilarious to me. Like, the dude, dude fucking just sprints full speed, passes his teammate. Oh, it was funny. So yeah, I mean, the Pats game, I mean, it surprised me that they lost. It really did, but it didn't surprise me the way it went down. Basically, exactly what I thought and what I said. If they didn't get it done, speaking of the Pats, if the Pats didn't get it done, their defense especially, then, you know, they'd be in trouble. But I really, really thought that they'd be able to shut that down, at least better than they did. 200 and something plus yards rushing. Granted, Baltimore does average 240 yards, I think, a game rushing. So it's just, I mean, like, you know a team's going to do something specifically, and you can't even, if you can't stop that, you're done, man. You're done. And then, like I said, there was fumbles. There was all types of shit that went against the Pats. Every time they got a little bit close, every time he thought the Pats were coming back and were going to do that thing, Baltimore just got either a lucky break or they fucking just, you know, took a shit on them. So, yeah, I don't want to talk too much more about that. It is what it is. Sorry about that. If you did take the Pats, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, man, we all take losses in this game. It's impossible not to take a loss here and there. So that was my here or there loss for this month, for this fucking year, whatever. Anyway, what else do I want to say in the intro? I think that's pretty much it. Did really well once again in the NBA. Basically, the one really bad loss that I had this week, personally, the one I put... What the fuck is all this noise, man? Jesus fuck! Basically, the one NBA game this week that I put a little extra money on, a little bit extra units, was the Denver game when I played the Pelicans. I still can't believe they lost by 15, but that was the only really big loss. Miami looks great, by the way. Miami's fucking might be a legit Eastern Conference team that you should really watch out for. Yeah, other than that, man, it's just like that past game was a little bit frustrating. I'm not going to lie, but I'm over it. I'm over it. But yeah, once again, a good week. Hit the goal and some, but then I dropped it all back and basically won the goal. I went a little over 15 minutes on my main book, and yeah. Also, with that being said as well, if you don't check my tweets or you miss my tweets or you're not following me on Twitter for some weird reason, I am looking for a new, in quotes, local guy. It doesn't have to be local to me as long as he takes Cash App or Apple Pay or something like that. I am looking for a new book. The reason for that is I've been using, so my family's been using this one guy. He's based out of Staten Island for about probably 26 years or so. I've been using him myself for about 15 and change, maybe 16 in that area. And he's retiring at the end of December, at the end of the year. So I need somebody reliable that will give me a small credit line. If he needs proof of the amount that I bet, I'm willing to send tickets or my recent history on my other books. If not, I will make it. I just can't comfortably make a small deposit to a big deposit, even a medium deposit, because I've been fucked a lot of times doing that. So if he's not willing to give me some kind of, I'm just looking to start. I would like a 500 credit limit, credit line, whatever you want to call it. If he doesn't feel comfortable doing that, 250 to 300 is fine too. I'll bet small for the first couple of weeks. I just want to build a rapport and make sure I do legit and I get paid out on time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then after 2, 3, 4 weeks, I'll make a decent deposit, and we'll go from there. Also, don't forget, guys, I am offering a couple new packages. I started with 25. I started with 10 weekly, 10 monthly, and 10 weekly, 10 monthly, and 5 season-long packages. I had 8, 6, and 3 left. So they're moving pretty quickly. So if you want to jump on that, hit me up ASAP. Basically, they're NBA total bets only, no side bets, no spreads. Also with that, I will throw in a bonus NFL or college football pick once a week or something like that. So it's worth it. It's not super overpriced, a decent little price. And the only reason I'm doing this is to basically assist in some of the podcast costs. Okay, with all that being said, let's get right into the picks, guys. I don't want to talk all night. I'm tired. Fuck this shit. Let's get right into it. Sorry about the past, but it happens. Let's go. Enjoy the show, guys. All right, let's get into a couple picks. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to give you a lean for every single NBA play. If I don't say lean, then it's a regular pick. It's a podcast pick. If I tell you that I'm betting it myself personally, that means it's a strong pick. So here we go. First game on the NBA slate tonight is Detroit at Washington. Washington is only 1-4 on the year. Detroit is 3-4. Washington is currently -3.5 to open at -1.5. They're only getting 52% of the action. However, the line movement's moving quite a bit here. Let me check the price here for you guys. This is probably a strong lean, I would say. Washington currently -3.5, -115. Let me make sure of that. If you go to DraftKings, they got it at -109. FanDuel, -110. It's basically -110 or -105 some places. I don't know why they say 115 here, but it is what it is. I would go ahead and take Washington, buy that 3.5 down to -3. If you want to buy the entire point to -2.5, I don't hate that at all. So I do like Washington here tonight at home playing Detroit. I think they pick up their second win here. We'll see what happens. Got the Pelicans at Brooklyn. Brooklyn's currently -4. 78% is on Brooklyn. Take a shot on the Pelicans here. They've been playing great. It's +4 dogs on the road. I don't hate that at all. I'm probably going to buy that half point to a point, +5. We'll see what happens there. That's a lean. Houston at Memphis. Okay, here we go. Houston -6. Memphis 1-4. +6, obviously. 71% of the bets are on Houston. I kind of like this a lot. Memphis at home. Memphis +6. Buy the half points +6.5. Why not take a shot? Columbus did, right? The other thing I like here, yes, Houston scores a lot. Damn, it went down a lot. The over on the total here was 235. It's all the way down to 230. I don't like that at all. I was going to say take the under at 235 for sure. 230 is kind of sketchy. I am leaning strongly towards the under here. Then you got Milwaukee at Minnesota. Milwaukee current. How do you not bet with Milwaukee? They've been fucking crushing everybody lately. Minnesota, they play like shit the last game. This is a tough pick for me. Very, 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 very tough pick for me. However, I'm leaning towards Minnesota here. Minnesota +7.5. This is tough. 76% of the public is on Milwaukee. Understandably so. Leaning Minnesota there. Then you got Philadelphia at Phoenix. Phoenix been playing great, huh? Phoenix has been playing fucking fantastic. Joel Embiid is back today. Don't forget that. Philly is the only team in the NBA undefeated. Only -1.5 favorites. Jump on Philly here, guys. That's a strong pick. I'll be taking this myself. If you want to be safe, very, very safe, go ahead and take the money line. It's only -120. Actually, take the money line, -120. Why not? Fuck it, right? Yeah, hell yeah. Take the money line, -120. Why not? If you were to buy the -1.5, even if it was -105, if you bought that down to -0.5, make it essentially the same as like bet. Except, make it essentially the same as like bet. It would be -125 to -130. So take the money line, Philly, -120. I like that one a lot. Jump on that. And then you got Portland at Golden State. Portland's currently -11.5. This is a lean. Take Portland. Golden State's fucking awful. With all that being said, we got a Monday Night Football game tonight. You got Dallas at the Giants. Dallas opened up at -9, getting a lot of the action. They are all the way down to -6.5. Go ahead and take Dallas. Dallas -6.5. I like that a lot. I'm also leaning the under. Under 48.5. Take a shot. Why not Columbus there? But I do like Dallas there a lot. How do you take the Giants? I don't know. And that's pretty much it. If you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, it's JD Sports Picks. That's JADULANIE. Email me, send in a voice message to the show. And don't forget about the packages. Don't forget about my boy at Jersey Way Betting's NCAA football packages. He's got plenty of those available. It's well priced and he's been killing it. He went 9-4 last week. So another winning week for him. I think that's like 6 or 7 in a row. Go ahead and check my Twitter feed or his Twitter feed. You'll see the picks. You'll see everything. So yeah, anybody who bought that package is happy. You're welcome. If you need anything, guys, hit me up. Of course, send in a voice message to the show. Do me a favor, guys. If you use iTunes, if you're on Apple, iPhone, leave a nice 5-star review for me. It means a lot. It helps out a lot, too. All right, guys, let's get this out so you have some time to listen and tail. Let's go, boys. Enjoy.
Okay, lock audience. Now that you've already heard the long version of this, essentially, if you guys want to join a picks selling service, it's verified by me. It's vouched for by me. I met the people who run it. I love it. I've been following them for 7 weeks now. They have not lost 1 week. They went 1 week 6-5. Their picks are guaranteed. You will speak to them about that. They're $150 per week for the college football picks, 11 picks minimum. And for Locky Lock listeners, for the first one or two times, I'm trying to get them to do it for at least the first 5 times. It's only $100. It started at $250. I got them down. I said, I'm not charging anybody from my podcast who I love that much money. They said $150, but if you give them the first week, $50 off, do it for $100 for them. I said, okay, I'm going to get them to do like the next 2, 3, 4, 5. Trust me, I got this. I got you guys, baby. Don't worry. It's going to be a great deal. And at least give it a shot 1 week. Trust me. This week they killed it. Just insane. 9-2, 8-3, 9-2, 10-1, 6-5, 7-4. I mean, just ridiculous. So you want any more information about that? Send me a DM and I'll send you in the right direction. Okay? Love you guys. Sorry about this. I hate pick selling companies and services, but this is the best one I ever found. And I love them and I trust them and I recommend them. So have a great night. I don't know why I'm saying that because this is an advertisement. I love you guys. I'm half a retard sometimes. Give them a shot. And if not, listen, man, no harm done. But what are you missing out, bro? What's $100? I've won you guys thousands. Give them $100, see what happens. If you lose, they give you the $50 back and they give you another weekend. You can't lose. There's no way you can lose this. Love it. Join.